Thanks for agreeing to do this. I appreciate it.
Sure. Fire away.
Okay, so you're in Sonoma this week for the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. How are you sizing up the field this week out in California?
Well, the field here is about the best you're going to have in this Champions Tour. We got everybody here that's anybody, and it's probably going to be a pretty low scoring shootout this week. The weather, today and yesterday, the wind was blowing real hard, but the wind's supposed to die down, supposed to get warmer. The greens are perfect, so I think you're going to see some low scores out there. But you better stay out of the rough. The rough is gnarly.
That's a perfect segue into a question I have next about next season. Obviously, this kind of ends this year, but in 2010, the grooves change will come into effect for every professional, including you guys on the Champions Tour. How much do you see the impact of this affecting guys on the Champions Tour, and how different would it be for guys on the PGA Tour?
Well, I think I think the guys on the Champions Tour played with V grooves. The guys on
right.
the PGA Tour probably haven't, and we'll just have to see. I mean, the thing is, nobody knows what these new grooves are actually going to do. The ball manufacturers are making balls to be softer, that maybe they could spin a little bit more. Who knows? It's really up in the air. We're just speculating right now. But with the USGA, they drew the line in the sand with the grooves, and they said, we want people who hit the ball in the fairway to be rewarded, simply because when you hit the ball in the rough and you could spin the ball just easily out of the rough with square grooves, we just don't think that's the way the game should be played. You should have to guess when you're in the rough. With the V grooves rather than no guesswork at all, like it's been the last 20 years.
And because you mentioned, a lot of the guys that are your contemporaries obviously play with V grooves at some point. Is there kind of a sense of nostalgia about them, or what's your sense of feelings from the players about it?
Well, I don't think the players are giving it much thought, except right now, nobody really has the. Maybe just a few of us out here have the clubs we're going to be using with the new grooves and the new balls that the manufacturers are making. We still haven't put the two together.
Right.
And it's just now beginning. So your question of what's it going to do, how's it going to affect, could be answered a lot more honestly probably in a couple of months.
You talked a little bit about after your hip replacement in fall of last year, there were a lot of people wondering that if your playing days were numbered. But now, year after the surgery, all the success you've had this year, how far do you project yourself playing competitively?
Well, as long as my body holds up, then I can still do it, Ryan. And doing it is subjective.
Yeah.
If I can still do it, I'll be out here. And the thing about golfers, they're old golfers. They never retire or die. They just fade away. They still think they can do it. They go home. They have a good round playing with their buddies. Say, I'm going to go out and play on the tour next week because I'm hitting the ball really well.
Kenny Perry spoke at the President's Cup about his desire to scale back his schedule now that he's turning 50. From your perspective, or kind of speak to his, what are the things that go into making that decision?
Well, how do you want to live your life?
Yeah.
Basically, you want to live out of the suitcase 30 weeks a year, or 20 weeks a year, or 15 weeks a year. That's the choices you have to make. And what other priorities do you have in your life? The golf is my priority, as always has been. But as far as my career is concerned,
yeah.
But there are other priorities you have to spend time with. Sometimes they take. They take the front seat, and the golf takes the back seat.
Yeah.
So there's no set way of saying how many tournaments anybody's going to play. It's just how many you want to play and how many you can play.
Yeah. Shifting gears a little bit, at the Open Championship, you said something really interesting to me, and that was that was the one of the four majors that you could compete in because length wasn't really that much of a factor. But now that the RNA has announced changes to the road hole, lengthened it by 35 yards, and kept it as a par four, do you still stand by that, or is that kind of indicative of a change in the RNA?
Well, the RNA is doing the right thing, lengthening their golf courses, but the fact is that links golf is when you play it, it takes another skill set of skills, I think, to play links golf, and that those skills are ones of touch and feel that may not use all the time when you're playing on American type golf courses. So the road hole is not going to make much difference to me, because I always make bogey in that son of a gun anyway. I'll make my five, get out of there, and go ahead.
Do you think
par there is like making a birdie?
I was going to say, do you think players are still going to perceive as more or less a five, an unspoken five on the card for par?
Well, five's not a bad score in the road hole any time, but the bottom line is that the hole's played short the last couple of Open Championships at St. Andrews. Playing downwind, most of the players would not hit driver on the tee, so moving it back 35 yards if you have the same wind conditions is not a big deal at the road hole.
Obviously, you had that extremely close call at the Open Championship, and we're about 3 months removed from that now. Do you think about that much? Do you think about that Sunday much? If you do, what do you recall about that whole experience at Turnberry?
I don't think about it very much, but when I do, I still think that I played the 72nd hole the way I should have played it. I just didn't get the job done. I hit two good shots into the green and off the tee, and then into the green, and didn't hit a particularly good putt from off the green. I hit a lousy putt to try to save par, but the first two shots were as good as I could hit it.
A lot of people said at the time watching the replay, 1 yard less, 1 yard less with the club with that second shot, and you would have had the claret jug in your hands. I mean, do you believe that, or is that a sentiment you can endorse?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen the ball where it landed on the green. My friend Andy North said it when I asked him. I said, Andy said it landed a foot on the green. And that's about the hardest that's the hardest part of the green there, the first foot of the green, because there's a big incline. It goes up and then it rolls over, and apparently it hit right on the top of that roll, which is the driest part of the green. So,
have you talked to? Go ahead.
A pretty good shot. I know that. When the ball was in the air, it felt like Turnberry in '77.
It was a darn good shot. I think that was the part that kind of made people most shocked, was that it didn't stop close to the hole for you after you hit such a great one.
Well, that's the links golf. That's what you have to. That's when you play enough golf, especially play enough links golf, you understand that the shot's never over until the ball stops rolling.
Yeah.
In American golf, when the ball's in the air, a lot of times you know that you got it. But in links golf, there's always a question. There's always that question whether you're going to get some funny bounce or you misjudge the hardness, or that's the beauty of the game to me. The beauty of links golf to me is just that, the uncertainty of it.
Have you talked with Stuart Singh much or at all since that Sunday? And if you have, have you talked?
No, I haven't.
No. Do you ever envision a day where you'll sit down and talk about it a little bit, or just kind of leave it as it is in history?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure that when we're old and gray, maybe we'll have it sit. Maybe next year. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't run across Stuart too much. He's playing with the kids.
Last question. With everything that's happened in your professional life this year, as exciting as it is, how would you sum it up? How would you summarize it?
Well, honestly, I haven't won a tournament. That's how I judge my year. If I win a golf tournament during the year, I've beaten the field, and that's what I've always wanted to do is beat the field. I've got one more shot at it. It's right here in Sonoma this week. So those are my intentions right now.
Well, Tom, I really appreciate the time. Thanks for doing this, and great luck this week.
Thank you. Thanks, Ryan.